The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Your discretion is advised. It's a stingray.
I hope you die first.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Roberts, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello everyone, it's 4am once again, and that means it's time for the 4am podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I'm your host as always, Tony. Joining with me today is...
Brian.
I am T'Challa, King of Wakanda, and I'm going to whisper everything that I say. I'm very disappointed in this film.
You sound more like Shredder from the Turtle movie.
And Splinter.
Splinter.
I'm very disappointed in Rob and his poor accent. So
it's Chadwick Boseman and his poor accent.
His accent was on point.
No, yeah, he was fine. You suck. But that's why we watched today's movie.
His accent was actually it was like two accents in one. He did it on purpose because they speak a few languages in the movie.
Which this is not revenge. It's punishment.
It sure was.
It sure was punishment. Yeah.
Punishment has begun.
It should have been one. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
We watched The Punisher from 2004. Rated R.
It was?
It was. There's titties in there.
Oh, there are titties.
I guess.
And some violence.
There's not even a lot of blood.
Oh my God.
There's not a lot of blood, no.
That R was titties alone.
A wasted R.
That 1 second... of breasts that you see in this movie, like legit.
And it was wasted. It wasn't even like.
No,
it was just a throwaway scene.
Just a chick walking by.
Throwaway scene. Yep. Unnecessary.
By the way, one of the better taglines here was, "He has a plan. He has an enemy. This summer, he will execute them both.
He'll fall asleep."
That is the best one they got. They had a bunch of taglines. That was the best.
So this is 2004.
Yep. 2004.
But this is what, like an alternate 2004 where it's actually 1994.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why Waldo shows up.
Oh, God.
All right. Buff Waldo. Never mind.
Yeah, found him.
Waldo.
Have you not seen that meme?
No.
That scene has become a meme it's him choking out the Punisher, and people put under it, in Soviet Russia, Waldo finds you. It's awesome.
It's kind of funny. That did get me.
She would bust the door and be like, you found me.
So this was directed by Jonathan...
Lipnick.
Henslitz?
Wearing his vampire costume. I can't.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. He didn't direct a lot. Matter. I seem to have screwed something up here, but...
You?
Doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure... Marvel Studios Entertainment.
Well, yes. But he is also, I wanted to note, he is the writer of a lot more movies than he's ever directed, including Die Hard with a Vengeance, Armageddon, and, for the show, Jumanji. He wrote Jumanji.
Wait, the one that we watched or the one that's...
Okay. The one we watched.
Okay.
Where's my Christian Bale soundboard? Oh, good for you!
All right. So what's your personal history with this movie, Rob?
I saw this once while I was doing something else, and all I took away with it was Seether featuring Amy Lee.
Why?
Probably because I wasn't watching it, but I could still hear it.
All right. Fair enough.
I was like, what the hell is that noise? Sounds like Evanescence. Well, there's other noise in there. It's some douche.
Okay. Brian.
I've never seen this before. When it came in the theaters, I remember seeing previews for it, and I was like, I'm all right.
Yep. As for me, I believe this came out around the era I was working in a video store. I thought this looked like garbage, but I was like...
Saw it anyway.
I wasn't going to pay for it, but since I got it free, I took home just about every movie I could, and...
We know.
Yeah, I watched this, and my God, it was painful.
Yeah, like, none of us saw this in the theater, huh?
No.
Nope.
Like, it looked like trash from the set, yep. From the get-go.
Yeah.
We saw Daredevil in the theater.
You yep. did, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine.
We'll save that for another all episode, right. But...
Well,
Brian, I've seen 20 minutes of that movie.
Can you reach your microphone up on your high horse there?
Are you done? I mean, no, really, are you done?
Guys, we just all got back from watching Black Panther. We really don't have time for this friggin' Punisher movie. Let's go do a podcast about that. You guys want us to do a podcast about Black Panther? You can go to our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can click sponsor an episode and have us do Black Panther.
Yeah, sponsor an episode, pay, request Black Panther, and like 5 months after everyone stops giving a shit, we'll do it.
I will own it by that point, and I will gladly do an episode.
No, we'll prioritize it. It'll be top of the list. I'll give up my role for it.
Ooh, I'd be down for that. But anyway,
just to not roll anything else on this list for a while.
No, but we intentionally did this way because, you know, good Marvel movie came out, so we didn't have a Marvel movie.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
No,
yeah.
It's because the D20 of fate is out for our blood.
So, anyway, a brief history of this movie. Big surprise, but they had some budgetary issues where they were not given the amount of money they wanted, so they had to keep adjusting scenes and scaling back on the action and so on, and had to do a lot more like practical effects than CGI.
Oh no, where's our scary villain? Budgetary cuts, but we found a John Travolta in the trash. Do you want to use that?
No. He was in the dumpster back there. Along with a guy with a shitty pencil mustache.
He had some machine he kept trying to say was broken. Like,
yeah. It was just two soup cans. I don't know what it was about. He was eating copies of Battlefield Earth.
He was also wearing them and wiping himself with them. Excuse me. All right. But so on that note, since we had to do more practical stuff, in the scene where Thomas Jane is fighting the Russian, he at one point actually stabbed wrestler Kevin Nash.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Similarly, when after this fight, when Rebecca Romijn Stamos' character is sewing up his wounds, she actually pushed the needle in a little too far and ended up sewing part of the prosthetic to Thomas Jane.
Oh.
That's rough. And speaking of Kevin Nash, and actually segue here into haircuts, Kevin Nash had to cut his hair for this role, and I guess due to wrestling at one point, he said that it was because he made a bet with Chris Jericho, I believe it was.
Okay.
And so he had to cut his hair after he lost a match, but it was really for this movie. I threw that in there because I thought Joe would appreciate it, but that ass isn't here.
Why wouldn't they just... Why did he have to cut his hair? Just have him wear one of those big Russian fur hats.
a big red one?
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, what?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been any worse.
What would be the difference? This movie.
Whatever.
This movie.
Well, to give you an idea of the kind of shit we're dealing with this movie and why they didn't think of that is my other point of Thomas Jane, who is naturally blonde, had to dye his hair black for the role of Punisher. Had to. Quote unquote. But they, I guess, didn't think to just film out of order or something. So in the opening scene, when he is blonde, he's actually wearing a wig.
A horrible wig.
A horrible wig. Terrible.
Well, I guess.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
I'll play devil's advocate there.
Of course.
It works in that scene because he is undercover. So you could say, well, he's wearing a wig as part of his undercover.
You could, but like I had some because I was totally expecting as part of that, at one point he would take it off and like, you know, throw it at somebody or throw it on a desk.
And then I hit him with a spear like
he's not that awesome, son, Brian.
Son. You could also just have him be blonde because this is not the Punisher.
Well, yes. Right. But my point is, like, since he doesn't do that, I'm not sure if that was supposed to be a wig or a dye job, or if he's naturally blonde and changes his hair color when he moves. Because his whole family, as we find out, is blonde.
They sure are.
But, all right, also...
Maybe he was adopted.
Into the Aryan Nation.
Maybe it was his wife's family. It was her family.
That's his dad. Oh, which also...
Maybe the milkman had black hair.
Also, sad note, I'm going to call it, Roy Scheider, playing his father, Frank, fuck, what's his name?
Don't really care.
Castle,
Junior, Senior, fuck, I can't talk.
Yeah. Roy Scheider, of Jaws anyway, fame.
He was in this movie because he's Thomas Jane's neighbor, and he asked him to do him a favor.
Okay. So, you know?
Yeah. I am losing my
mind. That easy to get work. Imagine if it was that easy to get work.
See, well,
sometimes it is. Oh, and positive note for Thomas Jane, he worked out like a motherfucker and trained with like some Navy SEALs and stuff to get in shape for this role.
Good for him.
Yeah. Great. And then he pissed it all down the toilet with his terrible acting.
When was Deep Blue Sea? Was it before or after this?
I believe it was before this.
Deep Blue Sea was like 99 or something?
Was it? Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was somewhere in the 90s. Anyway, anyone want to guess at the budget this movie had?
Way too much. I refuse. I'm going to guess $55 million.
Well, you said budget cuts, so I'm going to say $30
million. Wow. It was $33 million.
Okay.
All right. Anyone want to guess at how much money this movie made?
$27 million.
I'm going to guess $30 million again.
I tried to get you back there, Brian. It was $55 million. Oh, really? Yeah. So I almost choked when you said that for the budget. All right. And where'd this money go, Brian? We kind of into the garbage.
It went out a window, actually. It went out a window and into a crowd. And the Joker came through.
Probably to the Church of Scientology, if I was going to be any guess. All
right. So we got Thomas Jane as Frank Castle. We got Rebecca Stamos, because she was Stamos at the time, as Joan. Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
We got Ben Foster as Spacker Dave. Doesn't really matter. John Panette as Bumpo.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter, but it's just funny. I just want to say Bumpo. We got Travolta as Howard Saint. We have James Carpinello as two roles, both Bobby Saint and John Saint.
And Anakin Skywalker.
If Anakin Skywalker and Razor Ramon had a kid, like, you would get this guy. Like,
if Anakin Skywalker just put eyeliner on, it would be this guy.
Which, by the way, spray tan. I apologize for leaving out a name on that list, because I could not find the name of the pencil mustache for the one character.
And then we got my favorite, Laura Herring as Livia Saint. She's a Howard Saint's wife.
Should have been Bumpo, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's, let me see one. I don't really care.
The name of one of them or both of them. All right.
She could do side bends or sit ups, but she did not lose that butt.
So, all right. Let's try.
Little side note: Mountain Dew Ice tastes like off-brand 7 Up. You know, 7 Up tastes like not quite Sprite. This is off-brand 7 Up. Sorry, Mountain Dew, but.
So it tastes like not quite worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's get into this movie.
Is it caffeine free?
Or not?
I need to know.
It doesn't say.
I've never had Mountain Dew in my entire life.
Oh, no, that's just caffeine.
Oh.
Don't start there.
And yeah. I never will.
Yeah.
I will continue to not.
So, as the movie opens up, we find a couple of guys going down to the docks. Apparently, they're looking to make some kind of deal. We know this because one of them specifies that the other is explicitly not a cop.
It's okay. He's not a cop.
Yeah, that's always a sign of a trustworthy person.
What the hell?
Fucking, and it's sad because we're talking like this is what, 3 seconds into this movie, and immediately I know the writing's gonna be shit all the way through. Just like, oh, I've come here to make a deal, and don't worry about this guy, he's not a cop. Like, oh, well, in that case, we're good to go.
He's just Anakin Skywalker with a pencil mustache.
Yeah, so it's whichever one of these brothers was.
Oh, Bobby.
Bobby.
Zoltan. Zartan. What was the names?
I don't remember now.
Come on, Tony.
Sorry. Zartan was not it. Zartan was the guy with the eyeliner.
The twins in G.I. Joe.
Oh, okay.
Hit one of them.
Always
Zaymot, I think.
If Joe was there, he would know.
He probably would.
It was like, yeah, because one of them was just the other one's name backwards or some nonsense or
something like that.
Tammy and Matt.
Yes, Matt and Tammy.
God, I hate this movie so much.
Anyway, all right. So the moral of this opening is it's they're selling guns This creepy looking dude looks like Christopher Lambert and like
wait.
And like Ronald McDonald had a kid.
I figured it out. Everyone in this movie is the Mountain Dew Ice of other actors.
Off-brand something.
This dude with the mustache is the Mountain Dew Ice of what's his name? Anakin Skywalker. Thomas Jane is the Mountain Dew Ice of Christopher Lambert, which is sad if you think about it.
Tony's crying.
Yes, that's why I'm still going. I'm trying to let him get his composure.
I'm trying not to choke just now.
This other dude that's doing the deal is the Mountain Dew Ice of either Shia LaBeouf or Cousin Larry from Perfect Strangers. Or what was the other guy he said?
The Great Kazoo.
The Great Kazoo from the Flintstones.
Or the dude from American Pie. Okay. Jason Biggs, that's it.
Jason Biggs, man. Wow.
Yeah, he is very much like Jason Biggs and Shia LaBeouf had a kid.
This movie.
We're so off the rails.
This movie is the Mountain Dew Ice of superhero movies, yeah. Or The Punisher.
I feel like that's still too good for this movie.
So like the surprise, it's a sting operation, and the feds show up, you know, surround them.
This guy mentions that his friend is not a cop, but forgot to ask the guy doing the deal if he was a cop. I guess so. Big surprise, it's all a sting.
So now this guy who's not a cop, who shouldn't be there to begin with, he's freaking out because this is not his thing. He's holding a gun, and he freaks out the gun runners. They start shooting, cops start shooting. Everyone's getting shot up now.
Bullets flying everywhere.
Bullets flying. Christopher Lambert's off cousin gets shot a bunch of times. He's the first one shot.
Just like in Batman 1989. Just shoot him right in the opening scene.
Well, yeah, we find out he was actually, as you said, the first one shot. He's already down because this was all like a ploy to make it look like he had died because he's obviously a plant and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you could tell throughout this entire movie he was a friggin' plant.
But he's acting. I love when he reprised his role in The Happening. Sorry.
I never saw that movie.
Mark Wahlberg talks to a plastic plant.
If you want to make Brian miserable, go to 4ampodcast.podbean.com.
Oh, please don't.
Sponsor an episode.
Please don't.
I would rather sit through The Happening than watch this again. Spoiler alert.
I heard the movie's boring as fuck.
The Happening?
Yeah.
I mean,
this movie's boring as fuck.
Yeah.
It's boring, but there are parts in there.
We'll save that.
I'm not going to tell you what. I'm not going to say what.
Oh, they know what.
Oh, they know what, but Brian doesn't know what. Lemon drank.
So, fast forward. We're through the scene here.
Rob, quit eyeballing Brian's lemon drink. There's caffeine in it. You can't have it.
Yeah, you want none of this, Rob.
I don't.
None of this.
I got Sprite in the fridge.
It's caffeine and raises your heart rate, makes you stay up late. Reduces your sperm count. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm also allergic, but all right.
No part of this.
So, yeah. Things go crazy. This kid gets shot. A bunch of other people presumably get shot too, but who cares, I guess.
Death of a mustache.
The ambulance takes them all away. We find out, of course, Frank Castle was faking it. It was a bunch of squibs and blanks in the gun. It's the whole thing.
We also find out the Cousin Larry drops that Bobby is the son of some important guy.
Yeah.
Fast forward, now we're telling the important guy his son is dead, and it's not pretty.
No.
In fact, it's John Travolta.
So, like, again, I have not seen this movie, so.
The pretty lady, I believe, just drops like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, well, you don't even see her because she's so far away, you can't tell, you know, like how hot she is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when he walks in, I went, fuck. He's in this? And they're like, yeah. I'm like,
yeah. Worse yet, he's the main villain.
Oh.
Damn it.
Yep. But yeah, so the Weasley guy, our Shia LaBeouf here, is getting beat up because they released him from jail and they grabbed him. They're knocking him around because they're like, why'd you let this kid go there? He wasn't supposed to be part of any of this. You know, he's dead because of you and yada, yada, yada. And
his mustache was only 3 days away from retirement.
Yeah. He's told that they're not going to kill him because, quote, if they wanted him dead, he'd be in prison where they have deeply pornographic ways of killing him.
Yes.
End quote.
Yeah, this is where we're introduced to John Travolta's number two.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
Number two.
That's all we need to say.
I mean, yeah, he's like the consigliere of the family, I guess.
Saints Row.
Yeah.
We're just Saints.
Saints Row. I mean, there is a chance they'll be hitting each other with giant dildos.
That's the one thing missing from this movie.
Yo, if Punisher had Killer Dude with a dildo bat. Like, that would have saved this movie. It would have saved this movie.
If that's how he took out Kevin Nash, this would have gotten five stars.
Caught him with a 12-inch black rubber cock.
That would have saved this movie. Holy shit. Spoiler alert, this movie sucks.
So.
Sorry, Maddie. What?
Yeah. Sorry, Maddie, but also, what? Why?
Moving right along.
Please.
So, what the hell does happen after this?
I believe we have our...
Frank Castle's retirement party.
Yes.
So, this is supposed to be a movie about the quote-unquote superhero that pretty much makes Batman's... Anti-hero. Yeah, that makes Batman's life look like a trip to Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Like, there's dudes dying on every page in the Punisher comics.
Yeah.
This is like, he looks like he's going to Hogwarts. It's just whimsy. There's music playing.
Well,
like,
he hasn't been broken yet, Rob.
That's true. He has not been Seether featuring Amy Lee. Broken yet.
Oh, wait. I totally forgot that was a song.
That's the only... That's, oh, okay, shit. I'm sorry. That's holy one of shit. Three songs in the movie.
Oh man. But basically, to get to it, the Saint dude is a powerful kind of guy, so sure. He's able to find out who the fuck this agent was who was there when it's like he didn't kill his son, he was there when the son died. They're blaming him for it.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward, Frank Castle's on vacation in Puerto Rico with his family for a family reunion.
I want to first mention, we have his audition for Grease when he shows up back home. He's just wearing a white t-shirt. He's got the leather jacket. He even has, like, the pompadour or whatever.
His hair was greased.
Yeah. It's like, and we get a build-up to his son for no good reason. Because apparently his dog died and they have to move again. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Did he kill his dog?
Maybe? Yeah, the kid killed his dog with his mind. That's why they have to keep moving. You can't stay here, Bobby.
He didn't kill him. He's just in the cornfield.
In a thousand pieces.
Yeah. We see the family reunion in Puerto Rico.
And Saint's wife, like Saint finds out that Frank's in Puerto Rico. So he's like, tells his number two, like, you know, go kill him. His wife's like, kill his whole family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, word? He's like, you gonna take it to that? Like,
and then she's like, check this out. Bam! And you're like, yes, kill whoever.
They show her face. I'm like, I mean, I'll do whatever you want. But still, like, you sure you want? You what you're hiding for? You want to take it? Yeah, like, that's like, well, kind of far.
Her face is what sold you. Sure.
Well, you know, that's all you see so far.
Yeah, that's it. It's right there.
You'll see the rest of her until way later.
I don't know. She needs time to grease up and squeeze it out of that car.
She's so shiny and stuff.
All right. So we see the family is on Puerto Rico. The whole family's there, like, literally everyone in
his family.
And they're
all blonde as fuck. You're right. They're blonde as fuck.
They're all... It does raise the question of, like, is any of her family there? But who cares?
It's like a Boys from Brazil reunion over there.
I don't get the reference.
It's Nazis.
Oh, okay then. Yeah. All right.
Actually, I'm guessing most of her family probably drowned.
Oh, that's where they went. That's right.
Most of her family probably drowned, because as we see when the little boy comes across a horseshoe crab.
So, like, picks up the front half of it, then picks up the back half. She goes, oh, it's a stingray. And we're like, you dumb fuck.
All right. Well, let me play devil's advocate again.
Oh, no. Oh,
She's been moving around with Frank Castle a lot. She didn't have time to go to school.
I mean, we're all from around the areas that have that stuff all the time. Water? Yeah.
A school.
And maybe they don't have water in Tampa, Florida.
No, no. Okay. I'm already going to...
Tampa!
I've thought of that.
She saw Blackfish. She was like, we're never going to SeaWorld. We're never going near the ocean.
I've already thought of this, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Okay.
Of course.
Lay it on me. I'm willing to accept
this. We're playing...
Okay,
we're,
internet. All
right. You know, we're playing devil's advocate, then maybe she's dumb. And, okay. But, like... There's no other evidence to this. It's just this one screwed up line. Like, it's whoever wrote this either didn't know what a stingray was, or they couldn't get a stingray and didn't bother to change the line.
Could have been ad-lib.
It could have been. I'll give you that one.
But they just sent him on the beach and were like, we don't know what we're doing.
Although, also, if it's ad-libbed, I would really hope someone would be like, cut. All right, honey. Nice try.
That was the best take. That was the best take.
I think it's a starfish. Yeah, but
I'm just imagining the chorus to Rock Lobster now. Like, is it a narwhal? I think it's an octopus.
It's a narwhal. Cut.
And sadly, if she had guessed Rock Lobster, it would have been closer.
John Travolta just sitting there looking at his watch.
Oh, at this point, you see Joel, Saint's Goose start walking in now.
Clearly, it's an anemone. Wait.
One important part we got to get to first.
Yeah, Brian.
we
Frank Castle's son has to bestow him with a precious gift.
Yes. I can't live out this great part of his origin.
He's like, Dad, I got something for you.
And this broke me. Like,
yep. this
broke me.
We had to take a minute after this.
I need to pause it.
So the son, because we haven't built him as a character like at all, so we need to try and do that. So apparently he was walking down the boardwalk the other day, and he stopped at a t-shirt vendor with one of his t-shirt carts, and one of them he thought was scary, so he decided to get it for his dad.
So he hands his father this little... This is brown wrapped package.
Like it's drugs.
like it's a kilo of heroin. And he opens it up and it's a t-shirt with the Punisher logo on it.
Yo, I made him stop moving. I'm like, you're telling me the rest of this movie.
he's gonna walk up to a criminal and be like, you like my shirt? My son got it next to a Wetzel's pretzel.
I'm crying.
On the back it says, I went out of my skull in Puerto Rico.
He was this close to just becoming Big Dog.
Fucking see your frog shirt.
It's gonna be instead of the Punisher, just a, yeah, I'm the airbrushed Eric Cartman. I'm the Homer Simpson with dreads. Stick him up.
I'm telling you, he's ex-FBI, and now he's part of the FBI female body inspector. I will take you down.
Holy shit. What?
My family.
This fucking movie.
My whole family died in Puerto Rico, and all I got was his last.
That's the one.
Oh man.
It'll be that with a picture of Bort Simpson.
So at this point, now I'm like, you see the goons coming in. I'm like, alright, movie's about to start now. So let's get into this. Let the violence commence.
Yeah.
Because Punisher should be a violent movie.
Right. It's rated R. And it's a Punisher movie.
So bullets start flying. People start dying.
His entire family.
His mom goes first, right? First.
Yeah, she's the first one.
You know why she went first? Because
she can't act.
It literally was right after the wife goes to Stingray. Boom! He just missed her.
She bent down to look at it. Went right by her head.
Did that bullet come from the horse trap?
It was the next sound after it's a stingray.
Yeah. Bang! It came from some stingray out in the ocean. Like, fuck, I missed her.
Meanwhile, God's up in a cloud with a thunderbolt. Like, I got this. Go to school. Read a book.
Can we get that Final Destination ghost on her? Because this needs to happen.
Oh, man.
Although I also like here, just because, again, we need to like shoehorn in this origin.
Horseshoe.
Throw me off. We need to get this origin in there any way we can. So we get Frank Castle Sr. is talking to his son and showing him this random gun collection that he has. Because why not?
Random, highly customized guns.
Just for fun.
Just to show like his whole family in the guns.
Yeah.
Which you would think
they would all have guns.
Would make the scene cooler.
Yeah.
Because they know how to handle themselves with guns.
Right, they'd all be fighting back or something.
You know, good guys with guns, you know.
Yeah, but no.
I can't.
My bad.
So these goons lay waste to his whole family.
Everybody.
Except for mom and son.
Yeah. And Frank.
Well, and Frank.
But, there's a hold up with Frank and his father in this house with these guns for a little bit. But somebody gets the drop on him and shoots his dad in the back. But his dad's still alive and stabs somebody else in the back and whatever. His wife gets to the truck with the kid. They start driving off. But, pretty much the whole squad gets in this truck and chases after them.
Yeah. It's like a freaking Dukes of Hazzard hootenanny.
Yeah. Frank chases after them with a motorbike he's grabbed.
Yeah, nothing says badass quite like khakis and boat shoes.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know he means business.
Because I'm broken when I'm losing.
All right. So they go driving, you know, it's... This shitty car chase and the music is so wrong. Like, the tone for this whole movie is, but I just, like, here it really hit me. Because, like, the music is already, like, this somber moment that as if, like, she was already dead and Frank's holding her in her arms or something. But it's supposed to be an exciting car chase. And it's just bad. It's just so wrong.
It lasts too long.
Yeah, it does.
If you're not getting shut up because it's a Punisher movie. If people are dying for other ways, I don't feel like it's a Punisher movie.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. If he's not doing it, like, I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah. Finally, they pull some maneuver. She crashes her car. She's going on foot. She's running towards this building to try and get help, but nobody's there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So she starts running out on this pier, and the truck just kind of sneaks up behind her.
Sneak is what it did. That's right.
First of all, am I wrong? Did she not walk up, like, some wooden steps to get to this house with the pier attached?
No. The house, the little information booth type thing was raised, but the pier wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not as bad as
they came back down to go to the pier.
Gotcha.
But, like, as per usual in shitty-ass movies, which shit happens, like, they're running the straight line down the pier.
Yep.
And a truck is chasing them.
Let's outrun this car.
Fucking jump off the sides into the fucking water. Like, why not? Just
water.
It's fucking water. And it's not that high up. Yes. So, like, you're not going to, like drown or some shit. You know,
it's
like,
a resort.
Yeah. Fucking jump in the fucking water. It's like, no, I'm going to run with my son. No, I wasn't ready. No.
Also, a quick side note to mention. They have a bit of a head start on these guys as well. Because when they crash their truck, the thugs that are in the truck behind them, rather than getting out of the car and going around the crash truck,
they could have.
Which they totally could have. They decide they're going to ram it till they get through. Oh, God, it's stupid. All right. But, yeah, so they chase them down the pier until they just thump, thump, run them over. And the truck seems to vanish into the air. The truck
disappears. Because 2 seconds later, Frank Castle gets onto the pier. There's no truck in sight. His wife and son are just there.
Laying down.
Yeah.
Totally not smushed at all.
Just laying down.
Shot at. They were in a car wreck. They got run over. No blood.
None.
They're fine.
That's my R. Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
The R was only for that one shot of titties.
Well, there's also for the one shot with the knife. We'll get to that.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, yeah, so while he's trying to mourn his wife and kid, the truck just kind of reemerges.
Sneaks back?
Yeah.
Comes around a corner somehow. I don't even know.
What's that movie about the killer truck?
Jaws?
The killer truck.
Oh, truck.
Overdrive? Overkill, whatever.
Christine?
No,
Maximum Overdrive?
Maximum Overdrive.
It would just show up out of nowhere all of a sudden. Like, oh, there's a truck.
The one with like the green goblin mask, face on. Yeah.
But I like the idea, I guess we're supposed to believe here, is that the truck went down to the end of the pier, turned down another part of the pier, and said, like, to the roundabout where it was able to make the turn around. Like, what the fuck is happening?
That's how piers work. Yeah. And the roundabouts.
I just have a nice spot for you to do a K-turn.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell. Oh,
this fucking movie.
So they come back, they get Castle, they beat him around a bit.
They shoot him a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah, they shoot him a lot, including shooting him in the gut. They leave him on, some other wooden pier with a bunch of gas.
You got John Saint, the other brother.
Which is...
So at one point, like, so I'm looking, I'm like, is this the guy who got killed in the beginning, but without his mustache? And Tony's like, yep, sure enough, it's the same guy.
Same actor. So stupid. Yep.
Yeah.
This fucking movie.
So, yeah, they light Frank Castle, or they light this pier on fire.
Not even him!
Yeah, not even him.
They pour gas, everything but him.
I don't know why, but yeah, they light on fire and they leave him for dead. But, of course, it explodes and sends him flying backwards.
And, like, after it explodes, it shows John smoking a cigarette. It's like they couldn't even have him fling a cigarette to light it, which would have been at least, like, a little something. I know it's cliche or whatever, but still, like, it's, you know, I hate my cigarette. Bah.
But, yeah, instead of the concierge.
Instead of the concierge of the resort.
Yeah.
Sir, you're a lighter.
All right. The worst part is, it's actually made the movie better for me, but from now on, I'm going to be sure it's Tim Curry from Home Alone 2.
Gosh.
Anyway, but yeah, he lights the fire, so it's not even like the brother were getting, revenge for his brother or anything like that. Like, it's right there, guys. Come on.
Yeah, so fast forwards. Castle's not dead.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He didn't fucking die in the water, but whatever.
So, did they bring him back with voodoo?
How would you know? Like, you don't know.
Well, okay.
Just because a black guy picked him up?
Like, No. All right. You're trying to make me sound more racist than I am.
They specify that they pointed out he is a witch doctor for some reason.
Who says that? What was
his Roy father? Scheider. When they first go and they see him on the pier and they like wave at him or whatever, they're like, that's whatever his name was. Yeah,
that's so-and-so. A lot of the people in the village believe he's a witch doctor and he lives out on that island that no one would go out to except for Frank Castle. So I believe that's also trying to set up like Frank Castle's seen him and talked to him before.
I guess.
Yeah, that's...
Well, he says his name. He's like, it's me, Frank. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's a witch doctor, because he's like, he's wearing a cross and whatever,
but they thought he was, just because he's black.
Right. Well, that's fine. They thought he was, because he was black. But...
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you want to call the movie racist, that's fine, but this is not on Rob.
I just want to know if the movie is trying to lead us to believe that he was brought back by voodoo.
So yeah, I missed that part altogether, so in my mind, I'm like, he just didn't die.
Your guess is as good as anyone's.
That's fine.
I mean, he seems to have survived, because he's already alive, floating in the water when this guy finds him.
Okay.
But As to what they're trying to say this guy did to him or something, I could not tell you.
That's fine. I just didn't know if I just missed that.
Yeah, no, it's totally weird, and it's just so bizarre. It's why bring that up?
What made it seem to me that like could have been voodoo was because when you next see Frank, it's been months. He has a full grown beard. He's still kind of limping, so he's been damaged and then has been recovering. So yeah. I was like, oh, he just his wounds weren't as dire as they seemed.
That would be the safe bet, but it is again. Then why bring up witch doctor stuff?
Because it's a shitty movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well. And the dialogue, Tony. Oh, it's a stingray.
Yeah. Every horseshoe crab is a stingray. Every black guy is a witch doctor.
If that was written in the script somewhere. At that point, from that point on, no dialogue is out of the question.
No, I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing this. I'm just pointing this out for the audience.
Savages.
Just pointing this out for the audience of why it's crap.
Oh, Andy Serkis.
Wow.
I always pick the wrong guys in the wrong towns. It's just shit dialogue. It's just shit dialogue, that's all.
All right, so
or shit monologues because it's not to anyone; it's just out loud. So, you know,
Listen, lady. If the first question this dude asks you is what kind of panties you're wearing, it's the wrong guy. Just turn and walk away.
That's fair. Or if he just grabs you by the pussy. But sorry. So all right. Frank Hessel is recovered. Sure. He goes back to this changing hut that his family was living out of. Or whatever, he finds the tattered shirt.
He just finds it in the sand on the beach.
I like this. The shirt seemed more damaged than he did. Like, as if they hunted down the shirt itself. Dude,
I was on the beach.
I don't know.
Was the kid trying to use it as cover? Like,
his horseshoe crab saw it and grabbed it. It was trying to drag it back to the water. It's like, idiots.
It's so payment for calling me a stinger.
He grabs all his dad's guns. He gets the shirt.
Yeah,
I like how at this point Rob's like, did this guy not give him clothes, whatever, what's going on? And then he comes out, he's wearing the same exact clothes. He's like, oh, he's giving his clothes. Wearing the same exact outfit.
So he's like, all right, I'm gonna go off to get revenge. I'll see you later, guy who just kind of was there for that scene.
Bye.
Yeah.
Later.
Thanks for joining the movie. See you never.
Have fun storming the castle. Yeah. Miracle Max.
So he goes off and just we cut to he's got a doomsday bunker full of guns and weapons somewhere. Wherever this is, I don't even know. And he moves into this weird little apartment somewhere in New York, Los Angeles.
I think
is it still Tampa,
Los Yorker.
I guess yes. Is it's back in Florida?
Back to that town.
Yeah, it's in the Jar Jar district where all the crappy side characters live.
It certainly is.
Oh, God.
Oh, I wish there was a little robot in one of those
apartments. There was nothing but robots in these apartments.
No, but I mean, just Herbie from Fantastic Four is in one of those apartments in Cage 6.
Tony, no one saw that but you.
What? Herbie?
Saw that? It's from the comics, my friend.
Yeah, nobody saw that.
Well, yeah, that's true. All right, anyway, if there's one comic nerd out there that knows what I'm talking about, please write into the 4AM podcast. @gmail.com. So,
he knows it.
Oh. So proud.
Anyway, he's in this apartment. We get Ben Foster, who's some dweeb with a bunch of piercings. We get John Panette, who, big surprise, is the fat guy.
Bumpo!
Well, I mean, you can't make him not the fat guy.
You can. He will be fat, but he doesn't CGI? Need to be the fat guy. No, yeah. No. There's a difference between being fat and a guy and being the fat guy.
Okay. Yeah, but he's also John Panette.
Yeah.
His whole entire comedy routine was about being the fat guy.
Well, this is also why you probably shouldn't cast him for the shit. But anyway.
Gotta work. Gotta eat.
Leaving that one alone. So, we also see Rebecca Romijn, who's
Stamos,
who's whatever she's
the
there.
Hot one. Yeah. That's literally it. She's the hot one.
So he moves in. He causes a bunch
and
of.
They
mischief.
Don't matter.
They don't.
They're used. How long is this movie?
Too long. I don't know. I honestly don't even know.
But yeah, it's.
I think it's like 2 hours long. It feels long as fuck.
It did feel like 2 hours long, at least.
They could cut an hour of it out by getting rid of these fun characters.
Yep.
Oh, they sure could. But they're in the comic, Brian.
It doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Because nothing else that's in the comic is in this.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know what else is in the comic? Punisher blowing shit up. Yeah, death. No, that's not in this movie.
You know what else is in the comic? Well-written storylines. Anyway, so yeah, he shows up. He's arming himself. He arms his car. He drinks. Whatever. He's got a plan going on. And he just kind of shows back up to work just because, I guess, blow his cover and his advantage of being thought dead.
Well, that was on purpose. It was to let everyone know that he's back. Like,
okay, fair enough.
Because he literally put his gravestone on the dude's golf course. Like, I'm back, motherfucker. Like, I'm not dead. You fucked up. Coming for your ass.
Fair enough.
I'll punish you, bitch.
He tortures Shia LaBeouf.
It doesn't even. Well, so, all right. In this rated R movie.
He fakes him out.
He's hanging this dude upside down. All right. He's got is it an acetylene torch or something? He's got
a blowtorch.
A blowtorch is some description. Yeah. And he's describing it to this guy. He's like, oh, it's 2,000 degrees. It'll hurt so bad you won't even feel it. You just feel cold and whatever. It'll kill your nerve endings, all this other stuff. He fakes him out. He starts cooking a steak behind his back and pokes him with a freaking popsicle. And I'm just like.
It was funny. It lasted too long, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It seriously goes on forever. Like the popsicle is melted.
Yeah. And especially since this does not seem like the kind of guy that would hold out for that long.
Yeah.
He is super weaselly, but he does eventually give in.
I just want freaking John Blumenthal to come in and shoot both of them in the head.
Barenthal?
Huh?
Barenthal?
Yeah, Barenthal. Yeah. What did I say? Blumenthal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bloomberg?
Bloomberg and Jeff Goldblum. I just wanted Jeff Goldblum to show up and Jeff Goldblum them all to death. No, just vomit on him and melt him with his fly.
It's a little bit me. Fireworks, yeah. just off Thor, sorry.
That's all right. We'll take it. So anyway.
Why do you immediately go to the killing thing? Why do you hand me this?
I don't like that word.
All right. Prisoners who do work.
Prisoners involuntarily.
With jobs.
Prisoners with jobs.
It's better. It's better.
I'm starting a revolution.
So, yeah, Frank finds out about the Saints. He finds out about their daily routine. As you said, he finds out the guy goes golfing every day, so he leaves his gravestone on like the 18th hole or whatever. Which is that's a good move.
Sure.
But he's stalking them for months. Like he's figuring out like where he can best strike at them.
But then he just does nothing.
He takes some pictures.
He does take some pictures.
Oh well, yeah, he does find out that this is right hand man there. We even jokingly called this out before it happened.
Well, like, his number two is roughing up a dude. He like pulls him in like Allie's like he's like roughing him up, throwing him around, and I'm like, are they gonna make out? And they start making out. Yeah. Like, oh, okay,
all right.
So snap, snap, snap. Pictures.
Yeah. Oh, it turns out he's gay. Who would have thought? We should also throw in for earlier we kind of see that John Travolta might have suspicions that this guy is macking on his lady, but obviously since he's gay, we now know that's definitely not happening.
Nah, he's probably just complimenting her shoes.
Sure.
Or her gorgeous baps.
All right. So there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of drinking, there's a lot of nothing. It's dumb. And then to just break that up, Frank decides to go get a meal at this diner, and this guy with a guitar shows up. Yep. Starts playing a song.
We get a musical interlude.
So this is the point where I said, if I was in the theater and this shit happened, I'd walk. And I say, if this guy plays him a song and he gets him and leaves, I'd walk the fuck out of this movie. And then Tony's like, I'm sorry, Ryan. Plays him a song, gets him and leaves. I'm like, fuck this movie.
He does say something to him before he leaves. I'll give him that. But it's equally stupid. I don't know. I guess it's just kind of hinting at what's to come. But who cares? So he goes to leave this diner. He's in his car. His car comes roaring up behind him. It's the musician guy.
Discount Johnny Cash.
Yeah. He slams into the car. They get into a gunfight. They do some, car stunts. I use that term loosely.
Now, mind you, so this car, Punisher's car, one of the montages we get when he gets back to the town is he works in the car. He puts a supercharged engine in it. He bulletproofs. He puts sliding bulletproof things over the windows. Like, he makes the car badass, right? Mm-hmm. It's the first time we see him use it. It lasts 2 seconds.
Yep.
So they wasted all that time in the fucking montage for him to subscribe to last 2 fucking seconds. Waste of time.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom for this scene.
Yes. Oh. Ultimately, I believe it gets him to flip the car, and Frank has to come crawling out, and the guy's about to shoot him, and he's like, I don't know, he says something stupid.
Frank pulls a switchblade on him. Oh, he pulls the little blade first, and the guy's like, you're a dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't, like that. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight, I believe. Something to that effect. But this is the part, unfortunately, Rob missed, where wacky hijinks ensue. So Frank hits the button on the switchblade, and the blade fires out. And just,
it hits him in the neck.
It hits him right in the neck. And it's... I can't properly explain this, but imagine it's the equivalent of, like, whenever, a cat jumps out and then they suddenly throw a cat stuffed animal at you.
Yeah.
It's just like it fires off and then it's the lamest thing of him like grabbing this thing and grabbing it at his neck and a bunch of blood firing out.
I missed a knife puppet.
Yes,
yeah, did. Basically.
Because it flew at him like you threw, like say you threw a pen at something, how the pen would just like flop wherever. That's how it was in the air. It just flopped around. Like,
yeah, because this, I think this, you might understand, this knife fires out of the holster, whatever you call this, the handle, like one of the missiles from your toys.
Yes.
So spring-loaded, like.
Yeah, just like, bing, but then suddenly, boom, right in the neck, and he's bleeding profusely and dies.
Yep.
It's so bad.
But, in the theaters, I would have missed it, because I would have walked out already.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have seen it. So.
Oh, yeah, I would have been gone a long time ago. I think at the t-shirt scene. If I got past that, no, Stingray would have gotten me.
No, because that would make me stay just to see him in a fucking t-shirt killing shit. Because I'd laugh every time he kills someone in that fucking t-shirt. Like my t-shirt.
If I weren't a fan of Punisher, I would agree. But no, when I saw that, I would have been like, oh, nope, fuck you. I'm done.
Oh, fuck this movie.
So
he's wearing a Punisher shirt and an orange Julius hat. He's taking out bad guys.
He's got like one of those arrows through the head.
Yeah. One of those little balls with the friggin' ferret attached to it.
My son got this for me. It's very meaningful. That's why I wear this giant foam finger.
The finger,
Spider-Man also shoots stickers. This movie's so stupid.
Oh, it's crying.
Oh, I can't even.
Good luck getting through this episode, guys. Yeah.
Just a lot of squeals and a crying.
Because I'm not sure we're gonna. Oh,
this fucking movie.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, Frank realizes this guy's business is laundering money for this cartel or whatever. He goes to the building. He sneaks in there by knocking a bunch of people out. And he just cuts a hole in the window and has them dump most of the money out.
Yeah, so at this point, he's basically starting to like just ruin every aspect of Saint's life.
Yeah.
So, well, he's doing this. He's also using crazy Batman gadgets that he apparently has.
Yeah, apparently.
Like, he's got friggin' false fire hydrants and crap. So he does this whole...
That's not a crazy Batman gadget.
Well, not that, but, like, the little button that allowed him to get into the cars and stuff and shut off alarms and everything.
A possible note on that is apparently Microchip was supposed to be in this movie, but the director hated that character, so it was like, no.
Like, I was wondering, where his backup man was, you know what I mean? Like,
And plus, especially when you got an apartment full of all these rejects, like, fucking throw them in there.
Like, one of them could have been like,
why couldn't the dude with the lip things be Microchip?
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't even his name even Mike?
It was Dave.
No, but they call him Mike at one point in the movie.
They did call him Mike. I could have sworn.
Yeah, someone called him Mike at one point.
Oh, I whatever.
Or Mick or something. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. So Castle starts setting it up like the number two, whose name I can't remember and I couldn't possibly care to.
Yeah.
Is indeed having an affair with Saint's wife. He sets it up to look like that. So he's parking cars at various locations. He tells this dude, "Hey, I've got pictures of you making out with some guy. Hmm. You know, you give me money and I'll, you know, make the pictures go away, or else, you know.
Yeah, meet me at this hotel if you want to buy these pictures."
Yeah, so he sets it up to look like this number two went to meet Saint's wife at the hotel, and it's a whole shtadoo.
Yeah. It's leading up to something that's not going to be worth it and whatever.
Yes.
It wasn't worth it.
Not really. No.
Not in the long run. We also, at one point, Rebecca Remains Stamos' ex-boyfriend shows up. Frank has to kick his ass.
Again, not worth it. No point.
They decide to thank him by throwing him some kind of dinner.
They have Thanksgiving together, as far as I can tell.
Maybe. I don't know if it was actually Thanksgiving. I think they were just thanking him. Mm-hmm. But,
They're like rejects. Yeah. So he's the first one to, like, treat them like people, I guess. So they're like, thank you so much.
I guess.
Sort of, yeah. But anyway.
But nobody's buying it because it's freaking Rebecca Remains Stamos. So, I mean, the other two I get, but.
Yeah.
Hot girl who's picked shitty dudes that are aggressive and beat her and stuff.
So. Well, that's her fault, though. That's not like.
Yeah, I think the point is chances are she would not be in this apartment.
Why not? It happens.
Maybe.
It does happen, but I think she has the power to upgrade.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, regardless.
Everyone else has the power to upgrade themselves.
I mainly mention that just because that's Lois's guard a bit. Upgrade
yourselves. Buy some merch. Upgrade yourselves. All
right.
Silence! Before I feed you to our children. I'm kidding. We're vegetarians.
All right. So, I mainly mention this just because it lowers his guard enough so that the next time there's a knock on his door, he just answers and gets a face full of angry Kevin Nash.
Face full of Nash.
Just in this red and white striped shirt.
It's ridiculous.
And the worst hair. Like, I.
He looks like he should have an oversized lollipop in his hand.
Seriously.
He does.
Like, seriously.
He starts thinking about berries and cream.
Because here's the other thing that threw me off. My information said that he had to cut his hair. I'm assuming that's to fit it under the wig, because this could not be his real hair, right? It was?
It had to be.
It
was cut real short. It had to be.
Oh, it was fucking terrible. He had like a high top fade. Like, what the fuck was going on here? Terrible. So, yeah, of course, the other rejects are, like, cleaning up from this dinner.
We get another musical interlude.
Yeah, they're playing classical music. Like you do.
I don't remember what song it was, but yeah, it was
whatever.
Like some opera like that.
Yeah. But while this is going on, Frank Castle is in a fight for his life against this big Russian, and they're just fucking this place up. He's smashing him with whatever he can get.
See now, if he had a Spider-Man balloon and a stick, he would have gave it to him, and it would have been fight over.
There you go. Or he could have thrown it up in the air and gone, "My balloon!" And then a real friggin' hero would have shown up.
Everyone gets one.
Even if it was Tobey Maguire, it was still better.
Yeah. No arguments on that. But whatever. He's getting into a fight, you know, smashing through walls, breaking windows. And at one point, a fucking grenade goes off.
So, one of his, during early in the movie, the montage where he fixed his car up, he also put things around his apartment for in case he gets jumped.
He got himself a toilet.
It's a long scene of him putting guns under cabinets, putting grenades in the toilet. But all this bullshit
with no payoff.
None of it works. Not one thing he does in that montage works in this fucking scene here. Not one of them. And it's fucking ridiculous.
Just a quick heads up. I'm also going to be putting some grenades in your toilet.
Just a heads up. I'm going to throw you through a wall.
That's fair.
Stab you in the chest.
But yeah, so he throws a grenade at Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash had, at this point, grabbed like a golf club or whatever.
A metal pipe.
Whatever. And knocks it back like a baseball. And then it just fucking goes off in this bathroom. And we see the losers club is just like, oh, the record skipped. Let's fix that. Like, are you fucking for real? Like, none of them are like, hey, That sounded like an explosion. We might have a problem.
Come on.
At this point, I was exhausted. Like, just exhausted watching this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, let it end, man. This scene goes on way too long. This fight.
Yep.
It's not interesting.
At all.
There's no, you know, there are no stakes. Like, nope. Because the, they have real tits, but fake violence. And like.
Like, why?
Yeah, how do they even take him out? No
point.
Oh, so that dinner they were making, he throws it on his face.
Right, and yeah, he knocks him down the stairs.
Those hot soup in his face, yeah.
Fuck you.
So he gets a bunch of prosthetic goop face.
Yeah, that was it.
And then he becomes Super Shredder?
Yeah.
That's why I had to wear the mask, you know.
Pretty much. Yeah, so there are no stakes. Nobody actually gets hurt or killed for the most part. So it's like, what? Why do I get... You shot Frank Castle like 15 times and directly in the chest, and he's still here. So why do I think Kevin Nash is going to take him out right now? Why should I be concerned for his safety?
No reason.
You've got freaking Merry Melodies cartoon going on across the hall, and you want me to be concerned for Frank Castle's health?
Yeah, really, it's like, a cartoon. That is accurate.
My biggest gripe with this, you know, I'll wait for later.
So, yeah, so all that goes on. They're trying to patch up Frank. Meanwhile, the other goons show up. They hide Frank with Rebecca Romijn while she's trying to heal him, whatever. Fatto, whatever, and
Bumbo.
So Hobo and Pierce Guy
are like a clown from the 50s.
And it is. And yeah, sorry, probably should be making fun of him, but anyway, they start interrogating him. What?
Being dead is not an excuse to be in terrible movies.
No, it's not. But these guys start interrogating them. Apparently, they rip all the piercings out of Pierce Guy's face. And then they're like, oh, I guess he doesn't know anything. So they take off. They leave one guy behind. Whatever. Frank recovers. He gets... what are those things called?
Emotions. Anger, specifically.
No, it's one of those paper cutters. He takes the arm off the paper cutter.
Yeah.
And puts it through dude's head.
And this, as far as I read, is the other reason this got an R scene. And I think parts of this even got, like, either downgraded or removed from the theatrical cut.
There was no blood, though.
None.
Yeah.
None.
I don't know. From what I read, the ratings board thought this was too real. And from what I saw, I don't know why.
Okay.
You know what would have been awesome?
A better movie?
Well, yes. But movie about a guy that his MO is for showing no mercy and shooting the shit out of everything. If, like, I don't know, he shot the shit out of people that were coming after him, that'd be cool.
I would like to point out at this time that Brian still has not watched the Netflix Punisher series.
I have not.
You should get on that.
All right.
Report back to me. He
does a much, much better job of just shooting the shit out of everything that's coming near him.
You want to talk about no mercy? Holy crap.
Except for when he's crying in the basement with that other dude, but...
Whatever.
Anyway.
He can have feelings.
No, I know. I'm not knocking it. Just, yeah. Anyway, back to this. Again, yeah, because this Frank Castle is, he's more devious, so he's got some tricks to pull. So he's still setting up this whole thing about the right-hand man.
Yeah, let's just get on with it.
So, yeah. John Travolta's finally like, you know what? Fuck all this. I'm pissed. All my people are dying. But you know what? I got to deal with my wife's situation because I think they're screwing around. So he breaks into this guy's house, his mm-hmm. right-hand man, finds one of her earrings in his bed.
Planted by Punisher.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I know what's up. I'm going to confront this guy. He's got a whole thing about Bowie. And
just it's Travolta handling it up.
Yeah. He stabs him a lot.
Like, so what could have made this whole sequence... Like, more...
Tolerable,
yeah. Would be less Travolta. Like, if he just, like, if he was like, damn, he really cheated on me, and sent the guy to off him, and it just happens, like, you know, off-screen, whatever. Then his wife finds out, sends the guy to off his wife, whatever. And he's heartbroken about it, because he just killed, you know, he had someone kill his wife, and then it gets revealed to him, like, what happened. Then hamming up then. But we don't really get none of that, like, sorry.
Even if he handled it himself, like, a better actor probably could have done that. Or, like, somebody that wasn't going to ham it like this.
Yeah, well, he made it take 10 fucking minutes.
Well, even, like, freaking Nick...
Don't say Nick Cage.
Even Nick Cage. So, here's the thing. Here's my main... Like, Travolta is not intimidating.
At all.
He's got a soft voice, a mushy face, and big baby blue baby eyes. He's just like, I'm John Travolta. I'm really mad at you. This is me. I'm yelling now. I'm saying swear words. Poopy, caca, pee pee pee, poo poo poo.
Midichlorians. I mean,
yeah, midichlorians. And it's, you're just like, this is not.
47's from another planet.
This is not believable. Please stop talking and doing things. Nick Cage would have been better. I don't care. Well, Nick would have been better as a flying off the handle mob boss. He's at least intimidating when he goes crazy face.
This is almost weird to say because I think back then I wouldn't have thought this either. But thinking about this scene now, if it had been
face off together,
yes,
yeah.
Okay. Thinking I want to take his face off.
Switch it. With an ape.
Is that on the list?
I'm gonna just take my mustache off, put it on another man, and now he's my brother.
That almost happened too.
Nick Cage!
But think about this scene, if it had been played by, I'm blanking the name now, but the dude that played Kingpin in the Daredevil series.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, that would have fucking worked. That would have, even sure. With these lines.
Yeah.
I would have, that, because he's can actually be intimidating. Yeah. Like, John Travolta just cannot pull it off. There's like a
million people it could have been.
Well, yeah, but I'm just like, that's one that came to my head. But just, like, someone more intimidating, this might have worked. But, yeah, John Travolta not.
Yeah, so he stabs number two up. And then he goes to his wife. He's like, I know about you. All I want is loyalty. And you fucking cheating on me with my best friend, my number two. And she's like, he's gay. He's
slap!
Like, making up things. How do you make up something right now? This is not making up shit. She's like, yo. Because like,
he's dead right there. I'm like, whoa.
She's okay. Like, holy shit, you're crazy.
I also like when she comes in, he's throwing her stuff on the lawn, basically.
Basically, like, yeah.
She's like, he's almost as gay as you are, honey.
Yeah.
She's like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's going on? Like,
are you blind or stupid? Like, yes.
Those things.
You mind?
So
he's like,
he doesn't just kill her. No. He smacks her, puts her in the car. They go driving for a while.
Find a bridge.
He walks her down the bridge. He starts yelling at her about like he's gonna take her to some corner so she can be a hooker or whatever. Then like he smacks her again, makes out with her on the bridge, picks her up, tosses her over the bridge. Right.
Yep.
Now it's not water that the bridge is over train tracks. It's the ground. Train's coming.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, come on.
I guess maybe it's me. I missed the train tracks at first. So he throws her over, and I'm thinking, like, you hear the scream. You hear kind of a splat.
I just thought he threw her off the bridge. I just thought she landed on the ground.
I thought she was just dead, like, broke her neck. But no, she starts getting up and, like, reaching around on these train tracks. And then the train just comes through and
runs her ass over.
With some more bad effects.
So stupid.
So that literally was 10 minutes worth of time that wasn't needed in this movie.
Nope.
All that build up to get that.
Just for that.
Speaking of build up, next we have Punisher taking out his vengeance on the Saint building, I guess.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
So we see this whole scene of him running around, sticking C4 under a ton of cars.
Yeah.
And then
with a purpose.
And then he starts his assault on the building itself.
Mm-hmm. With once again his Bugs Bunny style trap, he sticks a claymore underneath the champagne bottle.
Yeah, he does that.
So that explodes. Things just start exploding left and right. He's shooting a bunch of people. He's making his way through the building.
I'm like, yes, finally, he's shooting shit. Like, yeah. Thank you so much.
He's got an assault rifle.
Although at this point, I was just like, I don't care anymore.
There's still no blood, but they show blood on the wall after they shoot somebody.
Yeah.
So I guess it's something.
Sort of.
A blood squib, is that expensive for real?
You know what? If I were to guess, it's probably a lot of like, oh, don't worry, we'll put the blood effects in with the computer later. And then they didn't have the budget, so it was just like, well, fuck.
Damn it.
Yeah, but in that case, why not just cut that half a second with the boobs in it and just go for a PG-13? You get a bigger audience.
For real.
I mean,
this is a good thing that more people haven't seen this garbage, but
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, he finds this other Saint son, and he is kind of good. He's like, you know, he looks like a strong guy, but let's see if you can hold this whatever kind of grenade mine dealy, whatever, for however long. Like, just puts his in his hand. He ties it to something hanging from the ceiling. And he's like, you know, if you drop your hand, it's going to explode.
Yeah, dude's pinned under some rubble, so yeah, he can't crawl away.
Yeah, and at this point, even if he could, like, there's nothing you can do about it, because the minute you let go, you're dead. So he goes outside, like, everything's exploding. John Travolta's trying to run away. He's getting beat up a little by random explosions, but he makes it to the parking lot, and they finally, the two of them are facing off.
Well, actually, I'm going to go back just a second, because we get the fight with the Chris Christopherson looking guy.
That's his name.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of it this whole time. It just came to me. That's why I brought it up.
That you could ask me earlier.
So anyway. This guy is one of the dudes that killed his family, and now he's here, and he draws a knife on Punisher. I don't know why Punisher doesn't just shoot him at this point.
I don't know either.
Run out of bullets or whatever, but so Punisher takes his knife, stabs him in the hand, and then stabs him in the butt.
He takes the hand and puts it in the guy's butt.
Pins his hand to his ass, and the dude goes, "Oh!"
Yeah, this guy's reaction the whole time is pretty so special.
And yeah. Then Punisher takes another knife.
Yeah, and shoves it up through his skull.
He puts it up through his skull, which is probably another R-rated situation. Because you do see the knife, like, in his mouth and whatever.
Yeah.
Again, we didn't need it. Like, he could have gone with just the, oh, and just left him there. Because the whole damn building explodes after that, pretty much after anyway.
Yep.
So now, yeah, we're back to John Travolta's limping through the parking lot trying to escape.
He's falling over. You know, it's like, you took everything from me. Like, well, you took my son. Like, you hear a scream and explosion. Like, both of them. And then, like, he walks over. He throws the pictures of his right-hand man making out with this other dude. He's like, I made you kill your buddy. Throws the earring down. Like, I made you kill your wife. Now I just got to deal with you.
And, like the way it's delivered, like, we lose the effect that it should have had on Travolta. He's already injured. He's already shot. He's already, like, fucked up.
And, yeah, like, he's not even looking at the pictures or anything. He's just laying there.
Like, this is prime ham up moment for Travolta. You don't even get it. It's just the one time where you should ham it up until you can just do it.
I don't ever want Travolta to ham it up personally, but I see what you're saying.
He then ties him to the back of this car, which also, at this point, I was thinking, if we're going with the R rating, let's put that leg in the trunk. Like, let's just slam that trunk door shut on that leg. Let's go for it. Why not? But anyway, it starts the car, puts a bomb on it, and it goes rolling down the driveway there. And everything starts exploding. He catches on fire. Frank's just kind of walking away from it all.
He doesn't look at explosions.
No. But he does plan them very well, apparently, because we get the bird's eye view to see that it's, in fact, the skull.
And some cars only half on fire.
Well, I did look, yeah, that skull had that one wonky eye where it just went all the way up.
Yeah, like,
So apparently Frank Castle is just really into this one tattoo parlor in Puerto Rico. Just advertising it nonstop.
Oh, God. See, now again, I'm imagining all the cars exploding and it pans up and it's SpongeBob SquarePants. My son bought me this shirt. It's very important to me.
You see this skull? This is the last thing.
A number one dad shirt. The world's best dad. Which, honestly, would be better. If you went on a rampage with a number one dad shirt on.
Like,
I would get it.
Well, I mean, that's just pretty much falling down, I think, at that point.
Falling Down is a better movie than this. I want to watch that, too.
But also, again, what if his son bought him, like, a Big Johnson shirt? Like,
that's... Linanaki would be right.
What if he had a dick towel? Like, dick
towel. John Travolta, you must face dick towel.
Walking around in one of those tuxedo t-shirts. It's just a bunch of, you know, there's like freaking. This skull is the last thing college girls see before they get their tramp stamps on vacation.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then that's pretty much it. We're just
so empty. This end is so empty.
Yeah, he has a run-in with Rebecca Romaine Stamos. It means nothing.
Whatever.
He's on a bridge. He's talking some shit. What? Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And quick side note, though, before he goes on this rampage in this building, he starts reading off his manifesto there or whatever, which I know is the comic thing. But I read they specifically didn't want hero music. Because he's not a hero and blah, blah, blah.
Sure isn't.
But they have, like, half-ass hero music, yeah. So it's just lame.
It's the chord they pick. It's still a major chord, which is, like, military positive. Like it's a weird fit.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, like I'm doing what I must. Like, I do. It sounds like 18. Like,
if you know where to find him. Perhaps you can hire.
And that's pretty much how it ends, too. He's, you know, Frank Castle's dead. Now I am the Punisher from 2004.
Fuck this fuck.
Yeah, holy God. All right, so on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 29%, just barely missing our fail list.
Yeah, it's just, oh,
fuck
okay.
You, movie.
All right.
Audience gave this a score of 63%.
Is that high?
That high.
They must have been.
But that's their personal thoughts and opinion. What about you and yours and your recommendation on this one, Rob?
Oh, please. This is... Just get it out of my face. I can't. This movie was so... Oh, I want my time back. That's all I can say. I'm grateful that we got so many laughs out of this. Like... Obviously, we've had fun this episode, but that was hard to sit through, man. Like, it felt so long, and it's so bad. And as long as the Netflix series exists, this makes the Dolph Lundgren version look like a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no.
All right. Actually, I'm going to pop in here and say the same. It's almost so bad it's good. I think if someone wanted to...
4 points away.
Well, if someone wanted to edit out huge chunks of this movie and just get, like, the whole killing his family scene, the Where's Waldo punch out and whatever, you might have something entertaining here. But, yeah, it's far too long and just not worth all the trouble. It's, you know, kind of like the W. Bush administration. It's... For all that time and all that terrible, there's a few good jokes, but it's not worth it in the end. So, no? All right. Whatever. So, I'm not recommending it. It's the point. So, what about you, Brian?
So, this movie is trash. I will not recommend it. This movie should be a fucking Rampage movie. He should, from minute 15, his family should have been killed, and he's working on his Rampage for the rest of the movie. You know what movie did that perfectly? John fucking Wick. So go watch John Wick. It's a better Rampage movie because he cared more about his fucking dog than this guy cared about his fucking family.
His whole family.
His whole fucking family.
Nieces, nephews, you know, grandparents.
Watch John Wick. There's a Rampage movie. That's the dude who's skilled at using guns and stuff, using his guns and stuff in the way it's supposed to be used to kill people. And he literally just goes through rampages. And that's what this movie should be. It should be, I don't want to see... him setting up booby traps. I don't want to see him using the paper cutter from to cut a guy's head off. I don't want to see him putting a grenade in someone's hand holding it. I want to see him go on a fucking rampage. Like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so, no, some of the you know, the claymores or whatever, explosives, as he's going through the building, I'm fine with that. But, like, I
appreciate him, Romaine Stamos, trying to hook up with him. He's like, yo, I don't feel this anymore. Get away from me. I appreciate that.
I'm dead inside, go away. But yeah, like, setting up bombs or whatever as he's going through the building, I'm fine with that. But, like, the majority of this movie is him trying to find a way to get John Travolta to kill his wife and his buddy, which it's not for this movie.
Pointless.
It's not Punisher. Yeah. It's not for Punisher.
No, he should have got
that's
them.
Not his thing.
He should have got them.
Yeah, that's not his thing. He's not the Jigsaw Killer. He's the Punisher.
And John Wick has Kevin Nash in it. So there. It's a better movie.
So yeah, we're in agreement. John Wick, we're going to recommend.
Sure.
Falling Down,
too.
John Wick, the Punisher series. Fuck Daredevil. Season 2.
Both of those
Punisher.
Are good. I'm more leaning on John Wick because that's a movie as opposed to a TV series. But yeah. I'm sure we've recommended dumber shit.
Like, watch Taken.
YouTube videos.
Watch fucking Taken. Like, again.
It's half as long as this movie, probably.
Yeah, like, you don't want to see, you just want to see Rampage. So that's what you get.
All right. But,
fuck
so
this
yeah.
movie.
Fuck this movie and go watch John Wick. What else we got for the people, Brian?
So it's a D20 of Fate time. Time to make that roll. See what we watch next. Tony, you rolled this one, so it's my roll now.
Yes, it is.
So let's see what I roll. 19.
So close. 19. Oh, is 1982's Conan the Barbarian.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah!
Yes. See if you still feel that way next week. But,
oh, I love this fucking movie. Sorry.
We already know what your intro is going to be, so there's that.
You'll know me.
All right. We got that. So what else we got for the people, Rob?
Well, guys, I want to thank you so very much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can find out more information. You can find archived episodes of our past stuff. You can also find out how to sponsor an episode if there's something you want us to do specifically. And, of course, please consider subscribing. We have a new episode every week. Help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook. Following us on Twitter, you can find us there at 4AM Podcast. And of course, if you'd like to email us, you can reach us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, please write in. Let us know what you think is the worst superhero movies. There's a lot of them.
Yep.
But, alright, so thank you for joining us this week. We hope you join us all next week for Conan the Barbarian. But until then...
Deuces.
Wakanda forever!
Good night, everybody.
Because I'm broken.